for those of us who have lost our mothers, it's always a sad day. But, you know, we can always think of something good about our mothers, or most of us can, that we can reflect on those good times we had, and so it overcomes any sadness that we would feel. This morning, well, let me just say that Miss Laura Langdon has the best way of telling stories. They're always funny. And us ladies get to hear those stories at Mother's Day banquets and other events that we have. But I thought that everyone would enjoy a Mother's Day story. And so, Miss Laura, if you'll come and entertain us for a short period of time.
Before I say anything, I would like to say that I'm so glad that I'm saved, and I'm glad that I'm in the house of God this morning. There's no other place in the world I'd rather be than here this morning. And I love God, and He is so good to me, more than I deserve. And at that note, I will say that she asked me to say something about my mother, and my mother's passed away now, and she's in heaven. And my mother didn't get saved till late in life. And the reason for that, I think, was for the simple fact that she lived a good, clean life, very high morals. I never saw her in a pair of pants. I never saw her talk about anyone. She was always very caring to other people. She had 8 children, and she treated them all the same. And she loved each and every one. She had a loving spirit. And this was before she got saved. But under the sound of the gospel, when she started coming to fellowship, she realized, because Romans 3:10 tells us, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We're all sinners in God's eyes. And she realized that. And at 69 years old, she trusted Christ as her Savior, and she was baptized and joined Fellowship Baptist Church. And that was a very happy day for me. Well, Sarah asked me, would I tell a funny story? I said, well, sure. It was funny to me, but it might not be funny to y'all. But anyway, for those of you that don't know, I do Western Union singing telegrams for people on their birthdays, if they ask me to. My mother did not know this. And so I decided to call her one day on her birthday and present my little Western Union thing to her. Now, she didn't have caller ID, so she didn't know it was me because I changed my voice. And I was hoping I had disguised it good enough. So I dialed her number, and she said, hello. I said, is this Miss Jessica? And she says, yes, it is. I said, Miss Carol, this is Western Union, and we have a singing telegram for you for your birthday. And she said, well, that is so nice. Thank you. I said, are you ready for me to sing to you? And she says, well, yes, go right ahead. And I said, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Carol. Happy birthday to you. She says, well, thank you. That is very nice. She said, who did this? I said, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. I cannot reveal that. They want to remain anonymous. So I hung up, and no more than I had hung up the phone, my phone was ringing. I knew she was going to call me. Laura, you're not going to believe what just happened to me. I said, what? She said, someone had Western Union to call me and sing happy birthday to me. I said, really? She said, yes. Wasn't that nice? She said, who do you think might have done that? I said, well, who do you think might have done it? She said, I think it was that Betty Jean. You know how she is. Now, at that particular time, Betty and Bobby lived in Germany. And Betty was all the time doing crazy things for Mama. So Betty got the blame for it. I said, well, why do you think it was Betty? You know how she is. She's all the time doing these things like this. I know it was her. I said, well, that's great. I said, well, now I got to go, and I'll see you this afternoon. I'm going to carry you out to eat tonight. She says, okay. She said, but before you go, she says, I got one thing to tell you. I said, what's that? She said, you know, I don't like to talk about people. She says, but Western Union needs to get somebody else to do their singing. And I said, why is that? She said, because that woman could not sing.
Now, see, you men have been missing that all these years. Oh, she can always tell one that's really funny, and I appreciate that very much. Now we're going to give out the ladies' gifts, and while they're giving them out, two of you can go to the back and start and come up, and then two can start at the front and go back. I'd like to tell you about what I want to talk about this morning, and that is the end result of a selfish mother. In Genesis 24, Abraham sent his senior servant back to his home country in Mesopotamia to look for a wife for his son Isaac. And there's a long story. It goes from Genesis 24 to Genesis 49, I believe, that tells the whole story. But I want to talk about Rebecca today. She met the servant at the well, and because of the things that transpired, the servant knew that she was the woman that he was supposed to take back for his master, Isaac. And her father wanted her to stay for a few days so they could probably adjust to the fact that she was leaving. But the servant said, no, we need to start on our trip tomorrow. And so they said, well, maybe we better ask Rebecca. And when they did, they said, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Sounds like a young lady who's ready to be married and enjoy married life, right? Then Rebecca, they had traveled and had gotten back to Isaac's land, and she saw a man walking across the field, and so she asked the servant, who was that man? And he said, that's my master. And so the scripture says, and Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Sounds like a woman excited to be getting married. She had seen Isaac walking across the field, and I'm sure probably on that whole journey she talked to the servant, asking him about Isaac and what type of man he was, what he was like, and so she had a good idea of, thank you, girls. You get you one of those as well, okay? I lost that train of thought. When she lighted off the camel, she got her veil and put it over her face, which was the custom of that day. And then Isaac married her at the age of 40 years old, and the Bible says Isaac loved her. All right, this morning we're going to give away a gift to the oldest mother. Do we have anyone older than 95? All right, Miss Wheeler, you get it again this year.
Thank you.
And then we want to give away the youngest, a gift to the youngest mother. Not the one with the youngest child, but the youngest mother in here. Do we have a mother under 20? Under 25? Under 30? Okay. How old? 30. 30, okay.
29 last day. Today she's 29, March will be 30.
Okay, well, she gets the prize. Now we want to give away a present to the mother with the youngest child. Do we have a child of a mother whose child is under 6 months? Under 9 months? Under a year? Okay, and you're the only one in here. Okay, well, you get the prize. Very good. We have a gift for the mother with the most living children. Does anyone have over 5 children? They don't have to be here, but you've got 5 living children or more. All right? Anyone have 4 living children? 1, 2, 3, 4. Five. 6. Oh, you, 5. She didn't speak up, thank you. All right, how many have 5 living children? Two of you, okay. Give both of them a gift. All right, Sherry and Gay. All right. How many more do we have? Okay. How many, the mother with the most children present at church? And if you've already received a gift, I would hope you'd let one of the others have it, but if not, that's okay. All right. How many mothers would have 5 children here? 4 children here. Okay. And that's Wren and Miss Smith. I can't think of the first name. After Isaac and Rebecca were married, she was barren, and Isaac prayed. And I thought that's wonderful that the husband was willing to pray that his wife would have a child. And she conceived, and when they were born, she had twins. The scripture says that Isaac loved Esau and Jacob. Rebekah loved Jacob. What a change. What a change from the time that she said, I will go, not knowing the man, but ready to get married, until the time her twins were born. And there's suddenly a difference in the family. It's always amazed me. You know, you don't ever hear about Rebecca. No, people don't talk about her very much. But the truth is, she was not a good example of a mother in the Bible. We do have several women in the Bible who are great examples to us. But we need to realize that when people make mistakes, they're examples to us too. We don't want to make those same mistakes. we don't want to raise our children where our children see that we make a difference with them. It was time to give Esau his blessing because he was born first. And Rebekah heard Isaac's conversation with his son. And because she wanted Jacob to have the blessing, she talked to Jacob and she told him that he needed to deceive his father. She didn't use those words, but Jacob was 40 years old. Esau was 40 years old. And so Jacob actually said, "My father is going to know that I'm a deceiver, that I'm lying to him. I'm going to be accursed. Instead of being getting the blessing, I'm going to get the cursing." And Rebekah said unto Jacob, "Unto me be the curse, my son, unto me. Only obey my voice." And that's exactly what he did. He obeyed her voice. Now, who suffered the most for it? Yes, he was gone into the other land for 21 years, and he wound up with two wives and 12 sons. But that's a different story. The story here is about Rebekah. Now, she didn't see her son for 21 years. The son she loved. To me, that's a sad story. But so many times in life, when we show partiality with our children, the one that we love the most. Now, my boys were 4 years apart, and the younger one always said, "Mama, tell me, don't you love me more than you do Matthew?" Always. And I always said no. I said, "I love you because you're my brown-eyed, brown-haired boy. I love Matthew because he's my blue-eyed, blonde-haired boy." And that's the way I always left it. But it was a constant all of their growing up days. But you cannot show partiality, because if you do, they know it. They sometimes take advantage of it, and sometimes they resent it. So as young mothers who are raising up your children, you need to be aware that you can make a difference with your children. It can be a good difference, or it can be a bad difference, but it's going to make a difference. So because of this story, and I can't find in the Bible where she lived to the point that Jacob came home and she ever got to see him, because there's no scripture about that at all. He later mentions that he wanted to be buried where his mother and daddy were buried. He did say that, but it's never mentioned that she ever saw him again. Now, two of my children live Florida, Tennessee, but you know, we go to see them and they come to see us. And that time in between is sad for mother. But you know, all we can do is raise them in the church under Bible teaching and Bible preaching, and then we leave the rest to God. So my lesson is, do not show partiality. Always treat your children the way you would like everyone to treat them. You want to teach them the manners that they need to have to treat other people correctly. And then do a lot of praying. And God will bless you for it. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for all these mothers who are here today. I pray that you would bless them in some way today, that they may know your power in their lives, that they may love you and follow you for the remainder of their days and raise their children to love you and serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.